This lesson's going to be a little different, a little bit weird, but that's okay, right? On the board there on the right, this was like when I wrote this lesson, or was coming up with the idea of this lesson, it was probably like a year ago, and one of my days I didn't have to work, I kind of just kept track of some things that I did throughout the day. That's not all I did, but you get the basic idea. So you'll see why when I'm done talking about it, why we're doing this. But I slept in that day because that's a wonderful thing. So I woke up at 11, had lunch, had a headache, so I took some Advil at 12. At 1 o'clock, got on the internet, I got on iTunes, got a new song. Can't even remember what song it was, but 1:30.
I just said
that. Yeah. 1:30, did some reading, 2 o'clock, drove to town, run some errands, watched TV at 4, called a couple friends at 5, ate dinner, did some youth work, even on my day off, persistently.
Committed.
Yeah, watched some TV at 9, took a shower at 10, probably went to bed at like 9 a.m.
I was going to say it was 9, shower at 10.
You take showers in your sleep.
So yeah, that was a day in the life of me, I guess you could say. So what I'm going to do is for each one of these, the whole purpose of this, is I'm going to give some facts, some statistics, it's a fun word, statistics, for people like around the world, if whether or not they have basically the capabilities that I have, the things, you know, you'll see how it goes. First one, you don't have to keep looking up there if you don't want, but just as a reminder, woke up at 11 from my nice, warm, and cozy bed. It's a wonderful bed that my dog can sleep with me, and it's warm. It's large. I don't have an exact figure for this one, but I heard a statistic that America has more tanning beds than over half of the other countries have beds for people to sleep in. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that live in America, but still, that puts it in perspective. Even the bed you sleep in is a luxury to have. Next one, ate lunch, had some Advil because I had a headache. This is scary to talk about. Approximately 1 billion people today will be left hungry in the world. It's about 1 in 7 people. 1 billion. So just today they'll be hungry, they'll have nothing to eat. Approximately, this is a decade one, not a yearly one. Every decade, 100 million kids die from simple illness and starvation. Just the simple things. And this is a really crazy one. Every one of those deaths could have been prevented if we took the money that the military spends in 2 days. So I'm not saying the military shouldn't spend money. What I'm saying is we have the resources to feed the world and to do things to prevent deaths, and it's like we just don't do it. 183 million children weigh less than their average healthy weight should be, while in America, 2/3 of kids are overweight, 1/4 are obese. So that's the food one. Next one, I got online, got on the internet, and got a song on iTunes. I think they're $1.29 now, but it was only 99 cents a year ago. A ripoff, every year it's going to go up, I bet.
Yeah.
That's why you get them on.
The stat for this one is 1 in 4 people in the world, that's a lot of people, 1 in 4 people live on less than $1 a day. So like if, you know, how much money do you make? $7 an hour? A week, you know, it's every day $1 or less is how much they make. And, you know, I just get online, buy a song, no problem. 74% of Americans have the internet. The rest of the world combined, 19%. I mean, even that's ridiculous. Think of all the things we use the internet for. Next one at 1:30, did some reading. Another one of those billion ones. Almost 2 billion people in the world cannot even read. And so think about that, like reading street signs, reading, you know, directions to cook food, or, you know, you name it, can't even read a book or whatever. Where are we at? Next one is 2 o'clock, drove into town to run some errands. This one I'm going to, you know, you guys can guess this. The people that are of age in the world, so 16 and up, what percent of them own a vehicle, do you think?
50, 40,
less than 20.
25.
Less than 20. More than 17. 5.
10.
Less than 10.
9.
7.
8. 9. 8. 8%. A whopping 8% of the whole world that's 16 and up owns a vehicle. So we complain about gas prices when 92% of the world doesn't even own a vehicle. Average American household averages 3 vehicles. So that's crazy too. Next thing, I watched some TV. This one's obvious. 99% of Americans own a TV. Some people are basically raised by it. There's actually a funny line. Have you guys seen The Cable Guy? Jim Carrey. There's a line where he says, "I learned the facts of life by watching the facts of life." It's good.
Did he sound like that?
Yeah, that's how he said it. He's looking up. It's raining. The Facts of Life was a sitcom. And you learned about the facts of life, of course. Have you ever seen The Brady Bunch? Same kind of thing. Let's see. The next one, I made a few phone calls to some friends. 82% of Americans own a cell phone. Here's probably, out of all the things I'm going to tell you, this is probably the craziest. Half of the people in the world, half, have never used a phone before.
What?
Yeah.
In the world.
No. Every person in the world, half of the people in the world have never used a phone.
But I thought you just said 82%.
In America, cell phones,
82%. Like a 16, like Max, he used a phone today to call 911.
Yeah, I mean, our kids can.
The baby that like can't even walk.
Tell Bella said hello. Listen to the rest. Listen to the rest of this on the website.
I definitely will.
Bye.
Ashley, where's she going?
Gotta pick her brother up. So yeah, think about that. If you've never used a phone before, don't even know what it is. Like the only, like think of even cars and all those things. If you can't even talk to anybody other than who's right in your little town, and that's how like the olden days, like you knew the people in your town and that was it. That's the only people that you could talk to. And I did some youth work I mentioned on there. There's a whole lot of places still where like the whole church has one Bible. It's ridiculous, all of you know, the things I have access to and all the things we have access to when it comes to studying God's Word and stuff like that. I don't have a statistic for the shower one, but I know that a lot of people get to take one shower a week and it's not hot, you know. So anyway, so those are a lot of stats. I'm going to share a few more here in a minute. But the point of doing something like this is, you know, not to depress us or make you feel dumb or... You know, it's basically just to open our eyes up a little bit and to think, okay, we're incredibly fortunate with what we have. And on the other side of things, we have so many resources that we can reach people with for God. And so we need to use those things. So that's basically what this is going to be about. There's a reason that people don't like Americans. It's because of all the things we have. There's also a reason that people want to move to America because of how fortunate we are. And you think about this, the last, you know, 3 years or so, our economy's been terrible, and we're still richer than 96% of the world's population, even with the economy. It's just insane. Also, here's another statistic that I forgot about. If you make 50 grand a year, which in America we wouldn't consider that to be very much. I mean, it's decent, but it's not like most people think, oh, you got to make six figures to be well off in this world. If you make 50 grand a year, you are in the top 1 percentile of being rich in the world. So 50 grand a year, 99% richer than everyone else. Now, here's something that kind of sounds a little scary. Jesus, these are words from him. He said, "How hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven." Well, based on all the things I just said, who's rich? That would be us. We are rich. And he's saying how hard it is for the rich to enter heaven. And again, I'm not saying that to be like, oh my gosh, you know, we're not going to heaven. But basically, it's again to wake us up and to realize, okay, with everything we've been given, what are we doing? How are we using what we've been given for his kingdom? I think if I were to ask you before, like I shared all these stats, like how many of you consider yourself rich? I doubt many of you would raise your hand. Because that's, I know me growing up, I never thought my family was rich before knowing all this other stuff. Because we're just kind of in that mindset that only celebrities are rich and that kind of thing. There's another verse I want to share that basically says, make the most of every opportunity. And so I want us to think about our internet, our cell phones, you know, the cars and Facebook and all these different things that we have. We have more opportunities than other Christians have to share God's word. So are we doing it is a question. Like, go back to that one example that I shared of people that are in certain villages or, you know, a country where they don't have cars and phones and stuff. Yeah, you can walk across the street and witness to someone. That's all you can do. I mean, think about all the things we can do. Because of college and the internet and, you know, some trips that I've been on, I've got friends not in low places. That would have been easy. I've got friends all over the country that I can talk to like that, like no problem. I can talk to my family at home in Indiana, no problem. Get on Skype and talk to them. It's crazy what we have, basically. And some of my best conversations with people about God have been over text and over Facebook, things that other people don't have. And so if you're one of those maybe kind of shy to talk to someone face-to-face, it couldn't hurt to, hey, talk to them on Facebook even. We can use that resource. There was a survey done for Americans that they were asked a simple question. Are you in the have or the have-not category? Well, we just talked about how America is in the top 95%, 96% of being rich. And only 43% of Americans claim they're in the have category. And even worse than that, 19% of the wealthiest people on the planet put that they're in the have-not category. It's like, what else do you want, you know? It's crazy. A few more things. America is less than 5% of the world's population, but about 20% of the world's overall wealth is right here in the country. Each family averages 12.7 credit cards per family. Another thing is we throw away enough food to feed entire countries. It's just insane to think about. A few more notes, though. In Luke 12, Jesus says that your life does not consist in the abundance of your possessions. And you guys know he talks about looking after the poor and the sick. But to me, I like these statistics in a reason of let's, you know, get a little angry about it. Let's do something about it. Again, the things that we have for communication are so much more than so many people have. And, you know, we need to step up, basically. Last statistic I'm going to give you, and this is going to continue to sound depressing, but hopefully you're not too depressed when you leave. Since I've started talking, there have been about 2,000 people die in the world. That's mind-boggling, too. So the reason I bring that up is because our time is short. You know, we only have so much time. You are only here, you know, 100 years or less. The people you're in high school with, 4 years, maybe some of them less. Your time with people in certain classes that you're in right now is even shorter. You may be with, you know, Billy Bob and Betty Sue for this semester in class, and then you'll hardly ever talk to them again. So we need to realize not only do we have all these resources, but we need to use them because our time is short. And a lot of people just kind of, maybe I'll do it later, maybe when I get older. And again, think of that whole, it's hard for a rich man to enter heaven because they never use what they were given, basically. So we just need to know every gift we ask from God, next time you're in your warm bed, your hot shower, your warm meal, think about these things. You need to give thanks that we have those things, but also understand what we can do for other people in the short time we have. Which stat was the craziest to you that I gave that you didn't know?
The dying one.
The dying one.
The
cell phones. Some of you, it's like, man, 15 minutes of trying to not look at it. Ah, you almost done talking? Maybe somebody text me. But also, as a warning, there's a lot of, you know, churches and sermons and stuff that they give out these statistics, and then people are like, oh my gosh, and they feel sad, but they don't really do anything afterward about it. So just be mindful of what you can do. And that's why I'm glad we can do things like the mission trip and service projects and use what we have, you know, for the kingdom. But it's also in the everyday life, the texting and the Facebook and all that good stuff too.